So you can always send us a message. We'll toss it out to the group, try to get you some help, advice from people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation. So we got a message from a listener. She writes, hey, I hear you helping people all the time, so I thought, what the heck? I'll reach out to you all. I need help asking my friend out for Valentine's Day. He and I have been great friends for a couple years after meeting at work. I had since left the company, but we kept in touch, meeting up weekly for lunch. We text all the time, sending each other memes and stuff. Anyway, we're now both single, and with Valentine's Day this weekend, I wanted to reach out to him about doing something together. Our friendship has never strayed into anything romantic, but I'd like to take that next step. But I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm nervous now. I'm sweating. I'm sweaty.
She continues, will you help me write him an email or text that asks him out, but also lets him know my intentions? I've written...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she says, I've written out about 100 texts to him and deleted every one. So I'm putting my trust in you both to come up with the perfect email or text. Thank you so much. Okay.
Oh. Is it as simple as, hey, I would like to start kissing you now. Is that okay, yes or no?
Now, I'm going to say, like, listen, guys are easy. You could just say, hey, we should date. And then how about this weekend? Yeah. He could be like, oh, all right. But I think she's probably nervous because maybe they've even joked about the fact that, oh, you know, we could never date, or, you know, like something silly like that, that is making her apprehensive about taking that to the next level. Because it is nerve wracking when you're friends first and then you're like, okay, well, you want to try this.
You don't want to wreck the friendship.
Right.
If they're not on the same page with that, if they're not feeling the same way, like, hey, maybe we could be more than friends, then you might risk losing the friendship or making it weird or whatever.
Like right there, you would. Like not later, you know, down the road, if you guys decide that you're not going to be compatible. Like when you toss that line out into the pond, if
that is when you cross the line.
Yep. If
because
he's not,
then he knows.
If he's not biting, then you're just kind of left out there. And then it's like, well, this is awkward. And I get what she's saying there, where she's like, I want there not to be any question.
She wants him to know this is more than just a friendly date. Okay. Maybe it's just that. Oh, maybe it's just simple. Maybe it's just, oh, hey, I have a thought. I want you to be my Valentine.
Okay, well, here.
For real.
Hang on.
Dot, dot, dot.
Hang on. Before I start crafting and writing the actual response, I want to toss it out, all right? So 502-571-9970. I don't know if you've had any experience with this that worked, that you could toss your expertise out, but that might help right here. So, or you can always text us.
I think it was pretty good, though. Wasn't it pretty good?
I mean, that was good.
I think that was cute.
Let's put that on.
Put a little pin in it?
Let's put a little pin. A little pin in it. We'll set it here. It's going to be right in eyesight. So we'll come back to that if we need to, okay?
All right. Okay, we'll come. It's a backup.
It's group therapy on 97DJX.com. So group therapy, we got a messenger who basically just wants to ask out her best guy friend for Valentine's Day, but not as a, hey, now we're both single, why don't we just do something because we're both single and we're both free, but more as a romantic gesture. Like, I wanna see what we're like dating.
I kind of suggested, you know, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what would you say if I told you I wanted you to be my Valentine for real?
So we put a pin in that one because that was good. That was good.
Listen, thank you. I thought it was. I don't think we should overthink it and like write this super long love letter.
I know. And before I actually start typing the response that I think she should write, I just wanted to get a couple suggestions from others.
Now, Cheryl said on Facebook, mm-hmm, why don't you send a funny meme? Keep it light. She provided an example. It says, are you Google? Because you have everything I'm searching for.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I like it, Cheryl.
She did write that they send memes back and forth. So, you know, maybe.
This could be perfect for them.
And I'm saying, like, guys, though, are a little bit. I'm not going to say all guys. I can only speak for myself. But I was clueless. It had to be put on billboards. It had to be put on, like, fireworks. These are my intentions. You dig? And I'm like, oh, okay. Got a message from a listener who said, as a guy, I love what Kelly said. It puts it out there without being in your face. Of course, if he's like most guys, your intentions still could be lost on him, but I like it. Okay. All right. You're like, yeah, be my Valentine. Well, all right,
guys,
cool.
Can figure out what a Valentine is.
Right.
Like if someone says, I want you to be my Valentine for real.
Mm-hmm.
They would get it, right? They would get it.
Carrie messaged us and said, not to make her more nervous. Oh, gosh. Okay. She writes, not to make her more nervous, but I just did that with my best guy friend from childhood.
Okay.
He told me it would be like dating my sister or my mom. Shot me down. Slowly drifted apart.
No!
And I haven't spoken to him in months.
I'm paralyzed with fear now.
Dang. I was getting all built up in my head, like, all right, this is the way to go.
I was too.
All right, here, hang on a second.
I was brave. I was ready to go. I was going to, like, throw the dart out there and hoping to hit the love bullseye.
Do you think we do the meme, or do you think we do what you said and just say, hey, I want to be your Valentine for real, like, type of thing?
No. I'm coming up with a completely different approach.
Different approach?
Okay? Based on this last situation,
okay,
I feel like we need to test the waters first.
Oh!
Before we go all in. Listen.
How do you do that, though?
So we get someone else that knows him and her, and just kind of like innocently asks them, hey, you know, have you ever thought about dating her? Just like, you know, like not prompted at all, like just on their own, going out, tossing it out there, asking him, hey, what are your thoughts? Hey, have you ever thought, you guys seem like you're good together. Would you ever date? See what he says and then report back. And if he's all like, nah, it's like my sister.
Yeah.
And we never say a thing.
Right. So that leaves that little wall of protection there for her. Now,
we just do some investigation first.
And so this may ruin her Valentine plans, where probably she was kind of like tossing that out like, hey, I don't want to be sitting here single on Valentine's Day. I've got a good friend who I've thought about this before. I want to just make that leap. And it seems like the perfect occasion to do that. You're saying no, wait.
Unless she can get someone today or tomorrow.
Oh my God.
To find out where his head's at, you know, just innocently.
I
was thinking about this. What about this?
Right. I still think that could probably be nonchalant because
it's
easy to bring up like, oh, Valentine, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And just ask him. And he's like, oh, nothing much, I guess. And he's like, oh, hey, well, what do you think about what's her face? And then he immediately knows
what's her face.
What's her face is, because that's how guys talk. And he's like,
but as long as she's not the one asking, somebody else, like on their own, just kind of asking, and then report back to her what he says, because he's going to tell the truth to the other person.
Are you writing this to her, or am I?
I
think you need to rip the Band-Aid off, and you need to you need to write it. So,
all right,
quickly find a mutual friend and tell
and
them,
then send them to say, hey, have you ever thought?
Yeah,
I don't know what setting we're in or how that is, you know, organically going to come up. That's not suspicious, but figure that part out, and then that's what you do.
All right, so
let's just find out, send a third party to find out where his feelings are at before you put your feelings out there.
All right.
Because once you do that, there's no going back.
So is that where we are? Is that?
I think that's where we are.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right.
I was brave before, but then the cautionary tale.
Oh my gosh, I was brave
has
before.
Sent me my tail spinning.
I know. All right, so if you've got a great suggestion here in the next several minutes, you can jump on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and throw it out there before Kelly writes the email to tell her what she needs to do, okay? All right, it's group therapy on 99.7.